Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode, and we're continuing to talk this week about how your intelligence is your weakness. And I talked on the last episode about what that means, first of all, that essentially your greatest strength overused becomes your greatest weakness. You're all intelligent. I know you're all intelligent. You wouldn't have gotten to where you are in your tech career if you weren't. But if you overuse it, it's going to keep you from taking action. And action is the only way to actually make a difference in the world and to actually see those differences manifest themselves in reality as opposed to staying in your head. So you got to take action. And that's what we talked about on the last episode. So on this episode, I'm going to reveal another superpower besides intelligence that many, many, many technical managers underuse. And this is something that becomes actually the most apparent to me when I'm with other technical managers in real life, IRL, as opposed to like talking on Zoom. And so because this superpower is often, it can't really be felt unless like that somebody else is using it, unless you're like with them in person. And we do a lot of coaching online through Zoom sessions and on the phone, and it's great, it's wonderful. And we're able to help create massive transformations in our clients' lives and careers just through Zoom and phone calls. But from time to time, we will meet in person. And also, like, my friends are techies. My friends are technical managers and CTOs. And my husband's a VP of former VP of engineering, now COO of the PeopleStack. And so this other superpower, like, you can feel someone else using it when you're with them in person. It's really something that's more, It's more energetic than just, you know, something that you can feel or even know that's there when you're talking to somebody like over the phone or over Zoom. And that's superpower. So the first superpower is intelligence. The other superpower is your intuition. And I feel like it's really, really, really underused by technical managers. And, you know, I'm thinking about it, and what really resonates for me why I can have so much certainty that technical managers underuse their intuition is because I think about the times that I've been together with my tech manager friends and the times that I've been together in person with clients, you know, when we've been in a group. And, you know, you learn a lot about people by like moving through the physical world with them, by like being with them in person and seeing what their habits are and seeing how they relate to the world as opposed to just kind of sitting in a Zoom session, you know? And it also comes through in like group conversations when people are like in the same room together. You can really get a sense of who's tapping into their intuition here in this moment versus who is just 100% relying on their intellect. And that's especially true when you have like a group conversation going on. And it just happens so many times, and it just becomes more and more and more clear to me when I'm talking with tech manager friends or clients in person that they're getting so stuck in their head. And I just so much with every fiber in my being want them to just let go of that a little bit and tap into their intuition. Go with the flow a little bit more. Tap into that part of you that you know is there, but you can't really touch and you can't really grasp. And, you know, an example of this was I was talking with a tech manager friend recently about the kind of car that he wants to get. And, you know, this was supposed to just be like this friendly conversation around, wow, what kind of car do you want? You know, oh, this is fun, right? But he was staying in his head about, well, I was looking at this car and I was looking at the Lexus and I was looking at the BMW and I was looking at the Mercedes and there's this, and, you know, and like sort of listing out this, the mental pro and con list of, well, yes, this one is more expensive. However, I believe that it has a little bit more going for it. And he has this and this horsepower. And this was supposed to be a fun exercise of, oh my God, cool, man, you're getting a new car. And it's just like, what do you want? Like, what are you excited about? And, you know, and there was a moment where I actually felt him be like, yeah, man, shoot, like, I want a Porsche. You know, it was like, and he was all intellectualizing about the Beamers and the Mercedes and all of that and how that would be the intelligent choice. Like, in that moment, it was just, you know what I really want? Like, I want a Porsche. Like, did I just say that? Like, I think you did. I think you're getting a Porsche. Haven't gotten any updates on that. But like, whether or not he actually has. But that's what I mean, though. Like, tap into your intuition for what you know you want and what you know is going to happen. Get out of your head and get into your heart, your consciousness, that part of you that is faceless and bodiless and brainless. We all have it. We know it's there. And so this is your consciousness. This is the part of your mind. This is your mind, right? It's not your brain, right? It's your mind and your spirit, right? So it's not like the intellectual practice of decision-making, which so of us like gets stuck, so much of us, many of us get stuck in. It's that tapping into your inner spirit, your inner being that you know is there. And you know what? It takes practice to do that. And so you've developed your intellect so much. It's like a muscle, right? And you've done so many repetitions of being intellectual. It's almost like you've forgotten that you also have an intuition that's there. My husband calls it the spider sense. It's your spidey sense. That's what Rob calls it. It's that little feeling during a meeting when people are talking about something and you're like, I think I need to say something now. And you raise your hand and you say it because there's that spidey sense. There's that intuition of, I gotta share this right now. Because if you didn't, everybody else would not have that context, would not know that that was true. So versus if you were, and you're giving people context and you're giving people information that's going to help them to move forward, and it could be critical information that they need to know. You know, we were talking with a client one time, and he gave, you know, just exactly this example where that he raised his hand during a meeting and said, and it was like critical information because he followed his intuition. right? He didn't overthink it. And he didn't say, I don't know if I should raise my hand right now. Oh, what would be the pros and cons of raising my hand right now? I don't know if I want to interrupt. Oh, there's only 5 minutes left in the meeting. And intellectualizing the whole thing. But he was like, forget it. You know, I need to share this. And it was basically this conversation around a particular employee who was basically causing problems. We'll leave it at that. Was underperforming. And he was like, I don't know if I should share. Do they know that he got fired from his last job before he joined here? Should I share that or not? So he did. You know, he shared that information. And he said, you know what, Spidey sense, I need to share this. You guys need to know that he got fired from his last job. And they didn't know, like there were senior leaders in the room that didn't know that this was this person's history. This was this person's career history. And so that then helped everybody kind of put stuff into context in order to understand what was going on with this particular person and to actually help that person more. And had they not known that, they would have gone about it in a very different way. They would have gone about basically the rehabilitation of this particular employee in a very different way had they not had that information. So relying on your intuition as opposed to your intellect is what's going, and leaning on that is the key that's going to unlock higher and higher levels of leadership for you, leadership capability and impact, because there's only so much that you can think through. There's only so much that we can know 100% and understand. The other part of it is just, what do you feel? What is your gut telling you right now? And I know that there's that saying, ugh, my gut has shit for brains. But you know what? Just like I said before, developing that ability to tap into your intuition and use it in an empowering way and know when's the time to listen to it. That's a muscle. That's a skill to build. Just like you've built your intellect and you've built that skill, it's also about building that intuition skill as well. And the only way that you can know how to do that is if you start listening to your gut, listening to that inner voice that's saying, do it, do it, do it. You know you want to, right? You know you want to go on the job market right now. You know you need to have that conversation with your boss. That little voice that's been so quieted by the intellect and the risk aversion and the, no, we need to do things this way. Listen to that voice. It's powerful beyond measure. So that's the message of the day, is to listen to your intuition in addition to your intellect. But this is not an easy thing to do, especially not if you've been working in the tech industry for 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years, where it's intellect dominant. We are not an intuitive industry. We are not an industry where people rely on their intuition more than their intellect. It's the other way around. But it's the intuitive leaders. The intuitive leaders are the leaders of tomorrow. The tech industry is changing. The tech industry is shifting. There is a major paradigm shift that is happening right now in the leadership realm and also in the tech realm. We're at the intersection of the two. So you are not going to be able to upgrade your career and continue to have higher and higher levels of impact if you do not learn how to tap into your intuition and learn how to exercise that intuition muscle. And the way that you do that is through practice. And the way that you do that is through expert help and expert guidance. Because, yes, some of you, your guts do have shit for brains because you haven't been working out. The same way as if you were to try to overhead press 20 pounds and you have not worked at it, it's going to feel like, what are you talking about? You got to work that muscle. You got to work that intuition muscle. So that's what we're here to help with. We are here to help you continue to refine and build your intellect and your decision-making power and your ability to think on your feet and your ability to communicate and all the other stuff that's within the realm of intellect. But we're also here to help you build that intuition muscle as well. So if that's something that you know you want to do and you need help with it, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. So what we're going to do is we are going to put this in context of your career, of the work that you know you need to do. So we're going to take a look at what's going on in your career right now and where you want to go. And we're going to take a look at the blind spots. We're going to take a look at the places where you've over-intellectualized. And we're also going to take a look at the places where you need to be a little bit more intuitive, or maybe even a lot more intuitive. We're also going to help you craft a plan to be more intuitive, i.e., to trust that sense and to have that confidence to be able to move forward without all the data, to be able to make decisions, to be able to raise your hand when before you were scared to. We're going to show you how to do that, and we'll map a plan for you to get there. And if it's a fit to work together, then we'll talk about what it would look like to work together. But even if it's not, that's cool too. We're here to help. We're here to make sure that you can move forward in your tech career, continue to build your intellect and continue and to begin or continue to build your intuition as well, because you are not going to survive out there without your intuition and without knowing how to intentionally tap into that power and when to listen to it and when to not to. So it's time to book a call, thepeoplestack.com/book. So your intelligence is your weakness, because when you overuse it, you fail to take action. And inaction is 100% certainly not going to help you move forward in your career. Your intelligence is your weakness, also because your intelligence overused, you're failing to tap into your intuition. And if you're failing to tap into intuition, you are also going to fail to upgrade your technical career and you're going to stay stuck. And that's not what I want for any of you. So it's time to take action and it's time to tap into your intuition. So my challenge to you is, what can you do within the next day, within the next 24 hours to, number one, take action in your career, and number two, utilize your intuition. That's it for the day, folks. We will talk again on the next episode. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.